And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, did you guys happen to see the vision? I think it was from over the weekend. It's from a couple of mates who were in Cagari, formerly known as Fraser Island.
Yeah.
Of their ute all decked out with the back sort of like tradies type ute, it was basically getting swept away by the ocean.
So they've decided to go for a drive on the beach.
Yeah, because you can there.
In South Australia, yeah.
And they must have misread the tides or whatever it might have been. Maybe they were camping, maybe they'd gone for a walk or something like that. But the ocean said, hey, we're just going to pick your car up and we're going to let it like just drift into the ocean.
We've got a song for that we never ever play.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably.
Hang on, let me find it.
Don't worry.
And they were scrambling. It's hilarious vision if it wasn't so. You didn't feel so bad for them.
Oh no, the sea has got to me. I'm having a walk. I've got on my shoes. It's a lovely spot. Ho ho. I felt it. It's got me. This coldness, this wetness has struck me down. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, the sea has gotten me.
That is superb. Well, that's exactly what these guys were thinking, because they're trying to scramble out there, trying to get to it, everything like that. Feel for them because, oh, my God, the panic and the damage.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the fact it's happened to me.
Basically
this exact scenario. So I'm going back playing career. So that's 15 to 20 years ago now. And me went surfing. Big waves. We'd launch the jet ski at Fisho's boat ramp. So launched the jet ski off his ute. Now, this was back when we were kind of new to doing any sort of tow surfing, anything like that. So we just used his tradies ute. It was a Holden Commodore ute. No four-wheel drive, nothing like that. Just one of those low. I wish I knew the make and models of these sorts of cars. But, you know, you're old school, just low Holden Commodore ute.
Yeah.
Launched it, fine, all good. Parked the car, jumped on the ski, went round to Jarosite, the reef just off Bells, sort of between Bells and Point Addis. Mm-hmm. Surfed there for a couple of hours, had a great old time. Didn't really know what we were doing. Life's good though, life's good. There was big swell, having heaps of fun. We've come back and it had just kept getting bigger and bigger, the swell, as we were out there. And we're at Fisho's, which is generally pretty protected.
Yeah.
But even the swell was pushing right through there and the tide was getting higher and higher and higher. And I've said to my mate, just listen, there's a fair bit of water movement going on right now. You're going to have to pull your ute in to the water, get it in a bit, and I'm just going to drive the ski up onto the back of the trailer.
Yeah.
And just get us out of there, mate, because there's too much going on. He's like, yeah, we got this, we got this. We don't got this. Because he's come back on. I've missed the perfect drive onto the trailer.
Oh.
Kind of just hit it a bit wrong, and I've had to do like one little mini U-ey.
Yeah.
One little U-ey. But in that time, one of the surges of the waves has come in, picked up his ute and just started then on the, like when a wave draws back, sucking the ute out into the ocean.
And he was in it as well.
He'd stepped out to try and like guide the ski onto the trailer. So there's no one in the driver's seat, but the door is open, which means like basically half the car is filled with water as well.
No.
He's had to scramble to jump into the driver's seat. So the engine's still running. I don't know how, given the amount of water that would have been in the exhaust pipe. He's putting his foot on the accelerator and I'm like, it's not going to work because we're literally not on the ground anymore. We're floating away in the
Incredible.
Ocean.
And what's the trailer doing at that time? Like jackknifing?
Just all over the show. It was buried underneath the water.
Oh, my Jesus.
The only tiny bit of luck was because the wave had then just subsided for a second. For a moment, the wheels hit the sand underneath and had enough. Because he was pushing the accelerator, it kicked forward.
Wow.
And then the next wave came and we basically surfed the next wave on the ute. And we hit the ground and just floored it and got up onto the sand. And it was filled with water. So I can I can relate to these guys. It is a sickening panic. As
did you
watch.
Have everyone on the beach just like, yeah?
Oh, they were pissing themselves laughing.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know how I love a bookstore? And we're so lucky here in Geelong, Ballarat and the Surf Coast because there's so many awesome bookstores around.
Mm.
Shop independent, people. Keep your local bookstore alive. I do.
You use it as a threat. You use the bookstore as a threat. If I don't get my way, I'm going to quit. I'm going to leave radio and I'm going to go and work at the Queenscliff Bookshop.
The thing is, I have no skills in literature or reading, but I am nice.
You mean you can't read?
No, oh I read. God. I read. But, you know, if people come in and they're like, ooh, what's that? What's that little tale that I need to know about? You
I
need
didn't
to know
you were
things.
In an English bookstore.
Oh, it feels like it sometimes in my mind.
Notting Hill.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd learn by osmosis.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope so. Anyway, I'm not leaving yet. But I did have a couple of vouchers to spend. Mm. And I had a voucher for Heads and Tails bookstore in Barwon Heads.
Oh, cute.
Which is beautiful, by the way. Mm. Stunning bookshop. And so it was a $100 voucher.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And yeah. I had to have this discussion in my head. I was like, do I buy one of those big books that are like worth like $90 that you kind of sometimes don't really buy yourself? Like it might be like a coffee table book or something.
Yeah, yeah, one you'll never like, read. It just sits
well,
there.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, do I buy one of those or do I buy one of those like heavy cookbooks that you can like really hurt someone with that have like all the recipes of the world in there, you know? Well, leave no bruising.
Hasn't your cooking done enough damage?
Yeah, yeah, well, I know. That's the thing. I kept telling myself, don't buy any more cooking books. You suck.
Good like, self-talk. No, great self-talk.
There's no point, right? Yeah. But there are a couple of books that I wanted. Yeah. The new Taylor Reid Jenkins novel. I like her stuff.
Harry Potter.
Also, Thursday Murder Club. I really want to get into that. Mm. So there's a Netflix show coming on, but I want to read the books first. So I was buying all this stuff and then I saw a couple of things and so I took it all up there. And she said, and I said, oh, I've got a voucher. And she's like, oh, it's so nice that you know, using your voucher to buy stuff for other people too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I had a nature origami book from the children's section. and it's got 13 nature models in there that you can make origami with.
What?
And you can make 13 different origami animals.
Oh, out of what?
Out of paper origami.
Why is it nature, though? Oh, no, nature's so the animals.
Nature's the animals. Like, and then you make it out of sticks. Yeah, no. And so they've got different bits of paper in the back. And yeah, I thought, nice. This will be good for my hands. Doing things with my hands.
Oh, but they thought you were buying it for someone else, like a little niece or nephew or something.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, I thought to myself, do I lie and say, yes, that is what I'm doing? But no, because what happens when I'm put on the spot?
Yeah, you panic.
Things.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, it's actually for me because I'd like to keep busy. And she said, well, that's beautiful. I said, yes.
Little pat on the head.
It is.
It's okay.
It
how
is beautiful.
Special, she says.
So, yes, I will be making you some origami animals.
I don't think I've been ever quite so excited for anything from you. I want to see this nature origami with the sticks and the leaves.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Something that I've just recently taken ownership of. Tommy, I think you can help me with this a little bit. Father's Day is just around the corner. What did you work out? Six sleeps away?
Six sleeps.
Yes. Over the last sort of couple of years, two or three years, it would be fair to say in my household, Father's Day presents have been few and far between. I don't hold my kids responsible for that. I'm not gonna point a finger at who I hold responsible for that.
Yeah.
You can draw your own conclusions. Mm-hmm. However, Max, Henry and Jed, I'm letting you off the hook on this one. I don't know who that leaves.
Yeah, who else could be sort of responsible for that?
No idea. But I've decided I'm not going to leave it to chance this year. I've just gone out and I've bought my own present.
Oh.
I've just gone, thank you, I want that, I need that, I have bought it.
Yes.
And I've then placed it on the side of the bed of the person I do hold responsible for the last few years.
Yeah.
Again, no fingers pointed. And I said, there, just in case you're stuck again this year, get me that.
Do you know what it is? Has he told you already?
No.
Okay. What do you think he's got himself?
Small enough to be placed on a bed.
New shorts, running shorts.
Mm. No, almost as cool.
A Cobra.
No, not quite as cool.
Sunscreen.
Close. Sunglasses.
Okay.
Oh, well, fancy.
Be careful putting them on the bed. They'll bloody get sat on or
no,
something.
No, but in a box. They're all packaged up because
what brand?
Gouda.
Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci.
I believe.
G-O-O-D-R. They're just... Yeah, $50 sunnies.
Got a plug there. $50 if you give it a mention on the radio.
No slip, no bounce, all fun.
Ooh. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
That's why it's on the bed.
Sounds like a push-up bra.
Gouda. Gouda one, Cameron. Gouda.
My other ones, my wonderful, those other people I did just mention, my kids had broken the arm off my other pair of sunnies.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, coming into summer, I'm not going to leave it to chance. Mm. I'm getting myself this present.
Nice
that
one.
Is my Father's Day present. I want to pose a question out there to the great white world of fathers out there. When have you just taken control of things and said, I want that, I need that, I am buying it, and I am using the excuse of Father's Day to get myself exactly what I want.
I'll also accept birthdays.
Okay.
Father's Day, or have you bought your own birthday present?
Yeah.
And
a lot of women do this all the time.
Yes. I did steal it exactly from that person I hold responsible for the last three Father's Days.
But when you kind of, you get it kind of through the net, you could say. Because maybe that might be a bit expensive, new sunnies.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Gonna buy what I want. And
I bought a new TV.
Bought a new shed.
It's for Father's Day. I bought a new shed.
Yeah. It's for Father's Day, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just getting craned in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Father's Day. Damo's in Marshall. Morning, Damo.
Good morning.
What did you buy yourself for Father's Day?
I was given, in inverted commas, free rein, and I bought myself a new driver, golf club.
Oh, I thought you meant like Lingy's driver. Jeez.
If anyone wants to be my driver, I will offer very cheap rates.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to play much since, this is my first Father's Day, since my bub was born 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And I've told, the only problem is, I hope she's not listening, I told my wife that I paid $500 for it, but it's probably closer to about $800. But
$800 for a driver?
Well, it's been a big 10 months.
It has. And this is going to hit me, make me hit it 30, 40 metres further.
Yes, right. And it'll make him a better dad because he's happier on the golf course.
Yeah. Correct.
Makes sense.
Correct. I even take the bub on the golf course on occasion.
Yeah.
Put him in the pram, go for a walk.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.